A celebration at the White House on Tuesday as U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act.
It's not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families.
The law cuts medicine costs for seniors and extends health care subsidies. There's also a new 15% corporate income tax. The biggest expense, fighting climate change. $385 billion in new funding and tax credits to cut carbon emissions and develop clean energy industries, to expand the use of solar panels and heat pumps, and to make electric vehicles a common sight.
The electric vehicle provisions in the new bill are phase-in based on income. And so they are really designed to make electric vehicles more affordable for people who might not otherwise be able to buy them.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin had held up passage of the law until it included funding for the oil and gas industry. He said he would do it again.
And I think this is a great American bill. Now, if someone benefits from it, that's why I can't figure out why my Republican friends are doubling down against it when there's so much good for so many people, it's going to help so many people. This doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And the bill, as amended, is passed.
Republicans who didn't vote for the bill criticized it on social media. Quote, Democrats robbed Americans last year by spending our economy into record inflation. This year, their solution is to do it a second time. Back at the White House, Joe Biden delivered some of his own partisan criticism.
Every single Republican Congress voted against lowering prescription drug prices, against lowering health care costs, against the fair tax system. Every single Republican, every single one, voted against tackling the climate crisis, against lowering our energy costs, against creating good-paying jobs.
A recognition partisanship isn't over, even though the White House says this is a day for all Americans. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.